continent.
Oh, it's so fun. This is such a great sting. You know that this the music, the keyboard, the organ you can hear was recorded live in the BFM production on this crazy old piece of kit. But here we are. We've got a 95 BFM special announcement for you right this very moment. 95 BFM is pleased as punch to present Wiri Donna performing at Double Whammy Saturday, November 23rd. Wiri Donna is hitting the road to celebrate their highly anticipated EP In My Chambers with a live show that is jam-packed with riffs and striking vocals that will blow your socks off. Wiri Donna, Double Whammy, Saturday, November 23rd. Tickets from Under the Radar. And joining us on the phone this morning, we have Bianca. How are you?
Morena, Johnny. I'm great, thanks. I'm always excited for another Rock Music Friday and a special rock music announcement today.
So yes.
I'm feeling great.
Now, yeah. You're hitting the road. You've got six shows right across Aotearoa, making your way up to Auckland as part of an EP release tour. Tell us about your EP, Bianca.
Yeah, so excited to be coming back with my second EP. This one we've taken, I guess, yeah, the rock music turn. We've taken the gas, you know, we said all the way. And I think we spent a couple of years making this record. I knew that after being alone, I wanted to do something a little bit grittier, a little bit punchier, maybe had a lot of things going on in my life that made me angry. So I was like, you know what this song needs? This song needs more rock music vibes. But, you know, as a result of working with James Goldsmith and my wonderful band, Harry and James McEwen and Elliot Dawson, we're really, really stoked and proud of what we've made. And these six songs are really special to all of us in different ways. Some of them have had a pretty hefty journeys from start to finish, but really happy with where it's sitting. And I think the new tracks make for a pretty special live show too. So, yeah, really excited.
Recorded at the surgery down in Newton, how long did it take to bring it all together, and what was the experience like recording there?
Yeah, it took a little bit. I think we had maybe 3 or 4 days at surgery in Newtown with James Goldsmith, and then, oh, it might have even been less than that. And then we did a lot of things at his home studio as well in Newtown, just going back and redoing guitars and spending heaps of time on vocals and adding some crazy sounds. Played a lot more with production this time around than I have in the past. I think I was a little bit more self-assured in the recording process in terms of letting James push some boundaries, and B, also just sort of knowing what I want a little bit more instead of going into the process being like, I have these songs and we're going to record them the way they are. It was really fun to sort of take our time. Probably came together ultimately over a couple of months, you know, doing a day here and there or an afternoon or evening, going back and forth with things. It was nice to be able to, like, go and do a day at James's place and then take a step back from it for a little bit and sort of see where the cards fall and sort of then be able to go back and be like, yeah, this was right on the money and this was perfect, and then being like, we just need to tweak this part a little bit. Yeah.
Excellent. So six dates, basically mostly all in November or across November, one in December at San Fran at your home base. But what can people expect from the show? The Tamaki Makaurau show is near the end of the run, so I'm assuming the band will be nice and tight.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think I'm really excited. It's going to be one of our final tours with the wonderful Harrison Skulls on bass, as, you know, he's off to better and brighter things in London next year. And so it's obviously been such a pleasure to have him in the band for so long. I'm thinking it's going to be almost a little bit of a send-off for him as he goes on another very exciting adventure. But he brings these, like, insane sounds. It almost isn't... it blows my mind the way that he can sort of... I'm like, yeah, I want to do this loud, crazy thing. And he's just like, yeah, I've got the perfect sound for that. Or if you want to see a bass player that doesn't sound like a bass player but does some really cool things, and one of your last opportunities to catch him in the country before he goes away, I think Harrison, one of the highlights of the tour.
Nice. Okay, so everyone out there listening, you can grab your tickets from Under the Radar for Witty Donna, November 23rd, Double Whammy. Get amongst, and new EP out Friday the 25th of October. We've actually got a new track, which is out today. What can you tell us about Stop Charades?
Yeah, probably one of my favourite tracks off the EP out today. It's a song that's very, very, I think, sad and near and dear to my heart in terms of just going through the process of watching someone you love lose their spark a little bit and not really having anything to give to help them because you yourself maybe don't have that much of a spark and sort of being like, well, how can any of us really expect to, you know, have a lot of communal joy at the moment when there's so much like doom and gloom going on? But I guess just kind of sitting with each other, just being with each other, or being able to share the fact that neither of us are doing so good, in turn ultimately like helps us get through it in the end, I guess. I don't know if it's a bit sad. It's a bit of a sad song, but it's still very rock.
Excellent. Hey, Bianca, thank you very much for chatting to us, and we'll see you up Tamaki Makaurau in November.
Thanks so much, Johnny.
No problem. Here we go.